Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yet you're home for news the mainstream media just won't give you like this. A British court has ruled that one of the key parts of the dossier, Lee, that Christopher Steele wrote for the DNC and that the FBI used was fake.
Well,
so
like
fake.
We've been telling you.
Yeah, so fake that the judge ruled that Christopher Steele must pay damages to the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember when Trump said that they were wiretapping him. They were spying on him. And Comey laughed at him. The media suggested Trump must be getting daft in the head like Biden.
Yeah.
That, you know, he was crazy. They mocked him, made fun of him, all that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were spying on him.
Yes, they were.
He got it dead right.
Yep.
They were crazy, not him.
Well, they were acting illegally.
Yeah, they were acting legally, right? So why were they spying on him? Well, we eventually would find out that it was because they had used Steele's dossier and its assertions that this Russian Alpha Bank was the conduit for the payments back and forth between, you know, Putin, Trump, and Manafort, right? And they were just going back and forth. So on that basis, they absolutely spied on Trump, on the server, and all of Trump Tower. The American people desperately need to know this, right? And so a British court in a British, if you publish a thing like that about an individual in the UK and you can't prove it, that's libel. They have a right to sue you. Their libel laws are weaker than ours are. And, you know, so you have to either produce the truth, prove that that happened, or you pay. Well, the court made an extraordinary finding. They went a step further and not only found that Steele couldn't prove it, they found it false. And so now Steele is paying at least $22,000 in damages. They'll have another hearing to determine further damage. But the minimum payment that Steele is going to make to the Alpha Bank folks is $22,000 for lying. That lie was contained in the Steele dossier. And the Steele dossier is what the FBI used, the only thing they used, we now know, as justification to spy on Trump's campaign and Trump Tower and everybody in it.
Completely fabricated.
Complete, total lie. As ruled by a British court. Now, you would think this would be like big news, right?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, but no, because you've got the vast majority of the mainstream American media will continue to portray the narrative, which is a lie, that Trump was colluding with Russia and Russians. And this is still out there. You've got people still saying in the media. You've got people out there in the streets that believe it and voters that believe it.
Nancy Pelosi used it in her press conference yesterday. Still insinuating that there was a connection between Trump and Putin and that they were in this together. That was completely debunked by Robert Mueller.
Gee, I wonder if she'll get put in Facebook jail.
Now, see, that's the thing. That's the crazy thing about this. But, you know, I figured it out last night, and me and 106.3 WRD are now in danger of losing our Facebook pages. Because there's a section that I found, and if you get hit with a false content fact check, first they give you a warning and they depress your traffic. Then they take your page. Do you know why we got a fact check on the 106.3 WRD page? Vince posted a completely accurate article. And it was, I did a lot of digging into this last night. It was about a guy, a self-professed socialist and climate change activist for many years. In fact, he was invited by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to serve as an expert reviewer of its assessment reports. So this isn't some fringe guy, right? This guy has all kinds of science degrees. He worked on the Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change. That's the gold standard, right? The people who say, hey, there's man-made climate change, right? And he runs a website that has long advocated for, you know, doing all the stuff you do to battle climate change. Well, he did an extraordinary thing last month, this guy. He came out and said, I was wrong and I apologize. And he said that while there is some change in climate, he believes it is getting slightly warmer. The extent of it has been exaggerated both by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, on which he served. Right? So this is not a fringe guy. This is a guy smack in the middle of it. And he said what led him, it's a big mea culpa, and he said what led him to this was his teenage daughters and her friends. They are literally terrified of this, and the scientific studies showing that children are having nightmares. They're terrified about their future. And so he says, basically, I think it's getting a little warmer, but this is not no way, no how going to affect the earth or hurt us in any kind of way, okay? So they marked that as false when the Daily Wire reported it. Vince posted it. So I went digging into this, right? As I wanted to know, what was there really wasn't a climate scientist that turned face? No, there was. I'm holding his, right, this is right off his website, Environmental Progress. I'm holding it right in my hand. So he did refute all that. Yep. He had all the credentials he claimed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why'd they mark it false? Why are we in danger of losing our Facebook page? You get to do this a couple of times, they take it. And we spent years building that thing, Lee. You have. Blood, sweat, and tears. The whole staff. Mm-hmm. What was their beef with it? What was wrong in the article Vince posted? Here's what they said. Some statements in this article are outdated. You mean they're not wrong? No. Every one of these, Lee, he put a link to the studies proving it. I'll give you an example. He says, the Netherlands became rich, not poor, while adapting to life below sea level. We can survive that. He said carbon emissions are declining in most rich nations and have been declining in Britain, Germany, France, and the U.S. since the mid-70s. That is an absolute indisputable fact. He posted the studies to back it up. They marked it as false.
No.
They did not say, Lee, which facts were dated. They didn't say why the fact that the facts were dated, according to them, posed a problem. They didn't explain themselves at all. They just give us a false rating, which kills our credibility. So I can't find a single thing in the entire article, and I spent quite a while on it last night, that's wrong. They just don't like that the facts are old. Well are they wrong? They don't say.
Then my question, if we are truly interested in accuracy and truth, then any time that any news outlet or any politician talks about Russian collusion in association with President Trump, that should be flagged too.
Yeah,
because it is patently, provable, demonstrably false.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yep.
It's not an opinion.
Indisputable.
It is false.
Yeah. Mueller report. That's all you need.
Mueller report. Yep. This recent ruling by the British that the Steele dossier was libel and that Steele needs to pay the Russians. All of the investigations that have come out. Democrats who actually, in closed door testimony, had to admit they had no evidence of anything. I mean, we've got reams of evidence that there was no evidence.
Well, here's the scary thing, Lee. It's completely arbitrary what they will mark at any time Facebook as false, right? So became clear to me what they're doing last night. We've already dinged one of these. I've got two. And they say right on there, if we continue to get these false markings, we're going to have our traffic depressed. That's already happened to me. Mine's down 90%, and they'll take the page.
This is the tyranny of corporate
tyranny of corporate
censorship.
But you know what, Lee? It's genius.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we lose it and other conservative organizations lose this, lose our pages, they'll say, oh, they were spreading fake news. We had to take it.
Yeah.
It's not fake. Nothing fake about this. So we're well on our way to losing it. Wonder if we'll have Facebook pages by the election at this rate. I'm literally terrified to post. I didn't post anything yesterday. I'm afraid. I don't know what they'll hit next.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So if the mob does not like the statue, and the mob decides to rip down said statue, and, you know, chuck it. Just, you know, go ahead and chuck it in the harbor. No need to get any permits for that, make the argument before the local city council, get public buy-in. You know, not what most of us would describe as the democracy the Democrats are so in love with. That's democracy right there. The only place we have democracy in this country, really true democracy, is the local level. We do have it there. We don't have it at the national level. So you'd think Nancy, as much as she rails on, Nancy Pelosi, about democracy, would be all over that kind of decision-making when it comes to communities removing their statues, but she's not. Now she's cool with it. Yeah, no, she just go ahead and take it down. If you don't see it and it makes you mad, look, understandable, just rip it down. I was waiting for one of them, anybody on the left, to finally get it, ask the question. Dude, should the mob be able to rip down statues? Listen to how she answers.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
People do what they do. It's just mob violence. It's totally cool, though. It's not as good. Which kind of makes you wonder. People will do what they do. Wow. Okay, what should people be able to do, Nancy? She continues, and it gets weirder. She explains, I don't really, I don't even have my grandma's earrings. So I don't care about statues. What? You don't care about statues? It doesn't matter. You didn't steal your grandma's earrings. Break into her house and set them on fire. It's not even comparable. Take a listen.
You know, I don't even have my grandmother's earrings. I'm not a big... Let's see what we have in terms of monuments in this. I'm more interested in what people have accomplished. I think that it's up to the communities to decide what statues they want to see. But I think that it's very important that we take down any of the statues of people who committed treason against the United States of America, as those statues exist in the Congress, of the halls of Congress.
Okay, whatever. She's talking about Confederate statues. Well, those were taken down in an orderly way. That's not even remotely comparable. She specifically asked about the Christopher Columbus statue erected by Italians to honor their heritage in Baltimore, ripped down by the mob and thrown into the bay. People do what they do, she says. Let me translate. It's totally fine with me. I'm cool. It's cool. Whatever. Yeah, just rip it down. Violence is good. We all love violence. It's really cool. This is the face of the Democrat Party right now because Joe Biden is hiding in the basement. It's just cool. It's cool. It's good. It's fine. It's good. It's okay. By the way, have you seen this? The liberal media has seen Biden on camera, and it terrifies them. Did you see what they're doing? New York Times leading the way, but you're going to see this everywhere. Yeah, Biden shouldn't debate, man. Why? Because he's seen it. Because it's not fair. Not fair. Thomas Friedman led the charge at the New York Times. And believe me, Thomas Friedman didn't come up with this on his own. No. These are talking points fed into his ear by the Biden campaign. He actually writes, Biden should stay in the basement. Unless Trump discloses his tax returns. What that has to do with a debate, I do not know. And unless they bring in a Baghdad Bob for the debate. Independent fact checkers. You know how independent fact checkers are with the left. There's no independence. They are all paid by and have links to the Democrat Party. And so these fact checkers are going to fact check Donald Trump. They're not going to fact check Joe Biden. Let's not kid ourselves. In real time. Or Biden shouldn't do the debate. Why does Friedman say this is so? Because Biden is up in the polls right now, he says. And they shouldn't do anything to hurt that. What, you mean like letting Biden speak in public? I mean, this begs so many questions. If Biden can't handle a single debate with Trump, how will he handle world leaders who are hostile to our interests? The dreaded Putin, Xi Jinping, any of them. How will he, I mean, if he, what's he going to do? I'm not going to go have a conversation with foreign leaders unless, you mean you're not going to lead? No, I'm going to stay in the basement and let AOC do it. This is fascinating from so many different angles. I mean, literally, they know their nominee cannot handle an hour with Trump. Folks, I don't know, after watching how frail Biden is, if he could stand for an hour and debate Trump. And these hours, these debates typically run an hour and a half to two, usually somewhere in between an hour and a half and two. So now the media is setting up Biden debate conditions, which, by the way, hilariously trended on Twitter yesterday. Not as a joke. I saw it and I thought, oh, people were laughing. No, they were serious. They were serious. No, Biden, he shouldn't debate. You know what they're saying? Look, if you want to know what would be in a Biden presidency, just elect him and you'll find out. Let's put this all together, folks. What do we learn from the Biden campaign 2 weeks ago? They were open about it. They're refusing to do, when they go to these towns, they're refusing to do interviews with local reporters. Trump does them all the time. Did an interview with us, me and Bobby Mack. No questions from local reporters. Dude, you want to be the leader of the free world or what's left of it? And you are afraid of a local reporter? Have you seen the local reporters? I mean, yeah. And you know why? It's because they want to handpick the reporters they know that are loyal to them. And they only know the national ones. They don't know what some local chick's going to do an overshoe to try to make a name for herself. Like, you know, ask a real question. I mean, so how on earth are you going to go into negotiations, tough negotiations with dangerous countries when you're afraid to talk to some local chick in a skirt who's like, what, 23? Is more worried about her hair dye than what she's actually reporting? Biden's afraid of that? Yeah. And now he won't stand toe-to-toe with Trump and debate him. Wow. But the media's on to this, man. No, he can't debate. Joe can't come out of the basement. He can't come out, no. We'll bring him out and pop him up. We can at Bernie style every once in a while once he's elected. Time for another edition of COVID craziness. We're going to start doing this regularly. You know, you hear the figure all the time. It's one of the most untold stories in America. I can only imagine the devastation. 20 million people lost their jobs. That is a staggering number. And every one of those cases is a story. Number of businesses lost? I haven't even been able to find that number. I'll stumble upon it eventually. Shattered dreams, broken hearts. The cost of this is massive. Yet all anybody wants to talk about is the number of cases. How massive? Well, this study from the JAMA Journal of American Medicine, Journal American Medical Association. And I've always been fascinated with this condition. It's called broken heart syndrome. It's a couple names for it, actually. It's not a heart attack. It's called stress cardiomyopathy or Takotsubo syndrome. I see it in people that literally their hearts are broken because of something they've seen. I had a nurse call me one time, talk about one of her patients, or maybe it was a doctor. I don't know. It's been since I was on the air here, who witnessed or just a horrific car wreck where somebody died and had this. And it occurs when part of the heart becomes enlarged and is unable to pump blood effectively. Literally, your heart breaks. This has happened in cases where people have suffered, you know, tremendous tragedy. So they did a study of this. This is fascinating. Before the pandemic, there were, on average, 5 to 12 cases in an 8-week period. They looked at 5 8-week periods at two hospitals in the Cleveland Clinic Health System. Right, so they had 5 to 12 cases. In the cohort observed after the pandemic began, so, you know, during the COVID pandemic, we're still in it, the number rose from 5 to 12 to 20 cases. So from 5 to 12 on average, it's been going on for a while, to 20. This is literally breaking people's hearts. The fear and then just the toll that the economic hopelessness takes. Things have definitely gotten better. There's some good numbers out, but still. What's another measure of it? Do you see this? People have been drinking because of COVID, like way more than they normally do. Like how much? The average American has spent 172 hours of the pandemic drunk. Now, keep in mind, legally drunk isn't falling down drunk. I use legally drunk as the measure. The average American spent 172 hours of the pandemic drunk. The worst, South Dakota, which is weird because they didn't even have a shutdown. 468 hours drunk. That's 19 and a half days worth. Yep. Some more notable ones. New Mexico, 444 hours. New Jersey, 375. Montana, 339. South Carolina, doing pretty good, actually. Only 135 hours drunk. You drink more during the pandemic? They say part of the reason is despondency, and then part of it's just boredom. (800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Text line is 71307. Folks, I want to make a prediction right now. Someday I'm going to come on the air here, and I'm going to turn on this mic, or maybe another mic. And you know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you that, fill in the blank here, half the deaths from COVID were fake. Maybe it'll be a quarter. Maybe it'll be 75%. Maybe it'll be 88% like in Italy. To what our NIH concluded, that 88% of the deaths weren't true COVID deaths. Maybe only 3% of COVID deaths will be real. Like in San Diego County, as their supervisor admitted, only 3% were true COVID deaths. I don't know what the number will be yet, but I'm going to turn on this microphone and I'm going to spend a whole show on it practically. By then, we'll have moved on. We'll be talking about other things. It'll be old news. That's when they'll tell you the truth. But the number will be huge, and it will be double digits. And I'm writing this down so I can pull this audio, like Rush does. I will come on, and I will tell you they finally analyzed them, and only a small portion were actually true COVID deaths. Sounds crazy today, but it'll happen. And here's the first hint of it. Did you hear? This is remarkable. This is out of Illinois. This is the head of the Department of Public Health there. She's a doctor. Her name is Ngozi Ezike. Ngozi Ezike. And she's doing a press conference, as a lot of these health department heads do. And they've had their first teen death from COVID. Teenager died. So the reporter asks, "Hey, our first teen death from COVID. Can you tell us, did the teenager have complicating conditions, or was it, you know, just COVID that killed her, or what? You know, what was it?" Well, the doctor says, "Well, I haven't reviewed that specific case, so I don't know." Then she says something remarkable about how they're coding COVID deaths. Now, before you listen to this, the directions for coding COVID deaths come directly from the federal government, CDC specifically. We've been over them with you. They're a joke. You don't even actually have to have COVID to be coded a COVID death. COVID doesn't have to be the primary cause of your death. But unlike everything else that we code for, i.e. the flu, if you have COVID when you die, you were to put COVID first and the other contributing causes after. So this is the doctor answering the question about the teenager when she's asked, "Hey, did this teenager who died have other conditions, or did she die purely of COVID?" Take a listen to this.
"So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given..."
Okay, wait, I hit the first one. I'm sorry. It starts with this.
The state reported the death of a teenager in Cook County. Are you familiar with this case? If so, is this the state's first teenage death? And can you tell us if the teenager in question had underlying conditions?
I don't have that information at my disposal at this time. I know we have had people of all age groups die. I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis.
The case definition? Who says that? Federal government does. Wow. So the case definition is very simplistic. It doesn't mean you died of COVID. It just means you had it when you died. Dude. Again, this is the Illinois Department of Health Director Ngozi Ezeki. She's a doctor. She clarifies, which is very helpful.
So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So
is this going on all over the country? Whoa. If you were in hospice and dying, but you caught COVID, it's listed as a COVID death? Whoa. Stunning audio, wasn't it? Illinois Department of Public Health Director, Dr. Ngozi Ezeki, admitting, oh, if you die when, you know, with COVID, you're a COVID death. But you didn't die of COVID? Nah. Someday I am going to sit behind this microphone or some microphone, and I'm going to tell you the real COVID number. It's going to drop your jaw. We're going to find out only a small percentage of COVID deaths were true COVID deaths. And I bet you the coding for this is being done exactly this way all over the country because they all follow the federal coding guidelines. I've read those to you. Don't have COVID but suspected of it? COVID. Didn't die of COVID, died of something else? COVID must be put first. But they died of cancer. Doesn't matter. We don't code anything else like that. But we code COVID like that. It's such a remarkable piece of audio. I'm going to play the second part again. As this doctor's explaining, hey, you know, just because a teenager died with COVID doesn't mean she died of COVID. Yeah, we know we coded it that way, but
the state reported the death of a teenager in Cook County.
Okay, this is the wrong one. Here we go.
So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So
how many of these are real COVID deaths, folks? How many? Remember that death certificate that I read to you? When I had Mr. Gentry on with Common Sense Retirement Planning? Remember that story? Did you hear it? He had a good friend who was a client of his. You hear them on our air all the time, Common Sense Retirement Planning. He did his financial planning. Guy got cancer, been fighting cancer for 2 years. Very sad story. And he went into the hospital for the last time. He wasn't coming out again. And they knew this. Philip knew this. They tested him before he went into the hospital. No COVID. Went into the hospital clearly in the final end stages of cancer. Once he goes in the hospital, because those places have a lot of COVID, he gets COVID. So Philip's got to close his investment accounts out. And again, I had him on the air because he showed me the death certificate. I was gobsmacked by it. And he said, look, I know this guy died of cancer. He was my friend. I followed his death for 2 years. It was very tragic. We prayed for him. We pulled for him. We knew he died of cancer. The death certificate says cause of death, COVID. He did not have COVID when he went into the hospital. He did not go into the hospital for COVID. Coded COVID. Counted in the South Carolina death total. So you can see how this is happening. And anyway, one day I'm going to get behind this microphone. I'm going to tell you a lot of this was fake. But there you have it. Doctor admitting right there. Yeah, here in Illinois, this is how the coding is done. And I'm guarantee you it's nationwide that way. These people don't make up their own coding guidelines. They follow the federal ones. And that's consistent with the federal guidelines I've read you and posted on my page, my Facebook page. If you die and you have COVID, even if COVID didn't kill you, you're a COVID death. Why do I bring this up? Not because I don't want you to take it seriously. I do. If you are at risk with other conditions, obviously you want to avoid this and the flu and other colds. But I bring it up so you don't have to live your life in fear and spend 135 hours drinking. Because a lot of it's fake. We're going to find that out someday. They'll tell us. They will. And I just wish that day was now. I wish we could have real perspective. I wish the American people for just once weren't lied to and manipulated. All right. Well, we brought you the downside earlier of the COVID, 135 hours on average South Carolinians have spent drinking since the whole COVID thing began, much higher than usual. But there's some upsides, too. I love this article. Survey, this is from New York Post, of 1,200 parents found that 75% of them had witnessed a key moment in their child's life while in self-isolation that they would have missed before. Oh, I've had a couple of these. Respondents were asked to share the key moment they experienced, and one respondent said their child got to meet an aunt for the first time, while another was able to successfully potty train their little one themselves, something that would have otherwise happened in daycare. Another respondent shared how the child confided in them they were being bullied at school, while someone else shared they were able to watch their son be sworn into the National Guard via a live stream. This is just cool. I'll tell you what mine is. I've had a lot more time to read with Crash. And Crash has some struggles in school that he was born with. Smart kid. But some stuff that he has to get past. And there was a kid in his class that was at a certain reading level. And this is a kid that he really, really, really admires as a smart kid. Tells me all the time he's smarter than me, which breaks my heart. Because my son's smart, too. And he's always admired at, you know, what a higher reading level this kid read at. And I said, you can read at that reading level. He said, no, I can't. He said, yes, I can. No, I can't. So we've taken the extra time, and we have just doubled and tripled down on our reading and you know, use time we normally would be using struggling through homework to do that. And we know where this kid was in reading because the whole class is on this epic book thing we have. You read the books online so you can see where everyone in the class, where their reading level is. And my son told me, I'll never read at that level. I can't do it. He hit it earlier this week. See, you're just as smart as he is. You could do it too. You read at that level. No problem. Now he wants to bust by him. So proud of him. Anyway, one of the many things that we wouldn't have had time to do before. Do you have any of those as a parent? I'd love to hear about them. This is the upside of all this extra time that we're having together.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.